as in the previous show, we began a discussion, what is included in the Isser Bas B'Cholov of cooking meat and milk together? What is not included in the Isser Bas B'Cholov? And what is in Isser D'Oraisa and what is only in Isser D'Rabbanan? And as we learned, the Isser Bas B'Cholov, according to all opinions, is when meat and milk were cooked together. When it's not cooked together, as our Gemara here in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Dalar Mabeis, teaches us, if it wasn't done by Derech Bishol, then there is no Isser Hano from that combination. There is an Isser Achila Midrabonin. The Pais can say that there is a machloikis, as we quoted in our previous year, if there's an Isser D'Rabbanan to combine Basa B'Cholov Shaloi B'Derech Bishol, and therefore L'Chatchila one should not combine Basa B'Cholov even Shaloi K'Derech Bishol, because there may be an Isser D'Rabbanan. But there's still relevant to know, because it will be relevant to know if there's an Isser Hano. So the Sefer Basa B'Cholov, Hilchas Basa B'Cholov, has a nice summary of what is and isn't considered Bishul Basa B'Cholov, that's considered certainly a Derech Bishul or not. Cooking something in a Kli Rishon, which means a keli, a vessel that was on the fire, and even if the vessel was removed from the fire, as long as it's still hot to the degree of Yat Seledespoy, and you put ingredients into that pot, that is considered Bishul D'Oraisa, and somebody who puts meat and milk into such a pot is over the Isser Abasa B'Cholov. That means, even if the pot is off the fire, but it was on the fire, and it's still hot, if you put two ingredients that are not cooked, that are the two room temperature ingredients into that pot, and they get hot to the degree that the pot was yatzeledes, to the degree of yatzeledes, and the food that's put into the pot now gets to that degree of yatzeledes, that will be considered Bishul Basa B'Cholov D'Oraisa. If somebody cooks with the steam that comes up from the food, that means if somebody is boiling a pot of milk and the steam from that pot of milk touches meat, that is considered, according to many Paiskim, also Bishul Basa B'Cholov. Iri Kli Rishon, that means if you poured liquid out of Kli Rishon, and that liquid is still Yatz Ledespoy, and then, so let's say you poured milk out of a pot onto that, the liquid is that the pot was on the fire, and you had milk in that pot boiling, and now you took that pot with the milk off the fire and you put it and you pour it on a piece of meat, that certainly could a klipa of the meat is considered real bishul. And therefore, I saw he points out that you have to be careful that, let's say you have meat in the garbage pail and you're pouring milk, boiling milk from a pot into that garbage pail, you have to be careful that the milk should not be touching the meat. Or if you have a drip pan under your by your oven and meat pour boils over onto that drip pan, and milk boils over onto that drip pan, you should be careful not to pour hot water when you're directly boiling water from a urn onto that drip pan when you want to clean it, because that meat and milk which are on the drip pan will now get cooked from the eerie of the water coming out of that cleavation. There are those that differentiate when we speak about eerie cleavation, number of conditions. One is that eerie cleavation is only mevashel adava gush. So the example we gave, where you're pouring boiling milk onto a piece of meat, that's eerie cleavation. But if you were pouring milk onto liquid meat, you know, just the fat, the grease, there we maybe don't say that eerie cleavation is mevashel. Also, eerie cleavation is only mevashel when shlei nifsa kikiluach, where it goes with a straight stream from the pot onto the liquid that gets poured out of the pot or the urn, goes without any interruption. If it's nifsa kikiluach, there we don't say eerie cleavation in mevashel. The question is, what is considered nifsa kekiluach? In other words, certainly if I'm pouring directly the boiling liquid, that's considered loy nifsa kekiluach. If I stopped and I poured it somewhere else first, that's considered nifsa kekiluach. What happens if it rolled along a counter? There is a question of nifsa kekiluach. Kli sheni is not mevashel. The only time there's a question in the poskim of a kli sheni is mevashel, if the heat of the kli sheni is not just yad soledes, but it's yad nichves. Kli shlishi is never mevashel, as far as basa b'cholav is concerned. Roasting, which means roasting, unlike cooking, means that there is no liquid. Which would mean, for example, if you put a piece of cheese on top of meat that's being roasted in the oven. So here we have a big machlokes, as we discussed in our previous shiur. If bishel, according to Rashi's explanation, means strictly boiling, and according to that interpretation, only boiling is osim midaraisa. Any other form of cooking, even though it's a very normal way foods are cooked together, is not osim midaraisa. But as we discussed in the previous shiur, Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that would be considered bishul, and therefore, as we discussed, roasting, frying, according to many poskim, is also deraisa. According to Rashi, it seems to be only also midrabanan. Even though we said now one should be machmer, because when we speak about roasting, which would mean putting a piece of cheese on top of a piece of meat and roasting them in the oven together, but if you have a piece of hot meat that's not in the oven, and then you put on them, and then a piece of cheese falls on it, that, when you have, the halacha in your day is, when you have two dry materials with no liquid in between, and it's not in the oven itself, that would not be considered bishul. The poskim do say that kvisha, and this is a question that could come up. Kvisha always means when two materials are combined by being left together for 24 hours. So the question that would come up is, we have a garbage can at home, and we have fleishig refuse that we throw into the garbage pail, and we have milchige refuse that we throw into the garbage can. And we don't necessarily empty out the garbage can within 24 hours, or even if we do, then it goes into the garbage pail outdoors that isn't necessarily immediately emptied out. So that's kvisha. Everybody agrees that kvisha is not considered bishul, is not considered basa b'cholov, and is not considered bishul basa b'cholov deraisa. Cooking basa b'cholov together in a microwave is considered bishul basa b'cholov, and therefore one has to be particularly careful if there's any residue in the microwave of basar or chalav before you cook the other one. You could be dealing with a shaila of basar b'chalav deraisa. A very common way how food is currently cooked in factory settings is with steam, which means you have a steam jacketed kettle, you have a pot that's not actually on the fire, but there is, the outside of the pot has two layers, and there's steam that goes between those two layers, hot steam, and that cooks the food inside the kettle. The question that comes up is that the steam, after it's used to cook the food in that kettle, is recirculated, goes back to the boiler, and from the boiler it goes on and it's recirculated to cook again. So if you have a factory or you have any setting where they're not only milchigs or not only fleischigs is cooked, but there's pots that are cooking meat and that pots that are cooking dairy. But if it's the steam, let's say steam enveloped the pot that was cooking dairy. So since it enveloped that pot, it absorbed the tan of the milk that was in the pot. Then that steam travels on, which is milchige steam, and it goes to a pot that has fleischigs. So now you have that steam, which is milchigs, giving tan into the food, which is fleischigs. And you could have a question of basa b'cholov, and since that's the way it's cooked, it's a derech bishul, it could be basa b'cholov deraisa. So there are paiskim that say that once the steam goes back to the boiler, it gets reconstituted as something new, and therefore it loses its status if it was previously dairy or previously meat. Many parts can disagree. Where does it lose that status from? And it's a very difficult question. What many organizations, kashrus organizations, do to avoid this problem is that they have in the boiler a dover apogam, something that renders the steam foul, not edible. And therefore, something that's not edible is not flesh, it's not milk, it's pogum. And then it can be used further. There are factories, obviously, that don't want to allow such a chemical to be added to their boiler for various obvious reasons. But this is a real concern based on the consideration of derech bishul or basa b'cholov. One more very important point is that if you have a situation where basa b'cholov were combined in a way that the halacha does not consider it basa b'cholov deraisa, some of the examples we've given in our shir, what you need to be careful is that you should never cook that item, because now when you'll be cooking it, you will have an item that wasn't basa b'cholov, but by cooking it, you're making it to basa b'cholov deraisa.